Mr. Roux, I would like to tell you more about the observatory of the biocenosis, water biocenosis, which is going to be set up in the saloon. And of course, this communication is dedicated to scientists, but not only. We have defined two different, observation ways just to get the feedback about the restoration of the valley of the saloon. So the first one is about hydrogeomorphology, and the second way we would like to investigate is about water biocenosis. And we have this is the region we would like to investigate. This is exactly where this environmental observatory is going to be located. On this graph, you can see the valley. So we will end our work, if everything goes well, 10 years after the dam removal. And this goes along, of course, with all the scientific work which was presented to you yesterday. As you know, we are going to reconnect 75% of the water catchment area upstream of the Saloon River. It will have modification on the physical processes as well as biological processes of the river, and have consequences also on the water ecosystems. So what are the objectives of this observatory? It is, first of all, to follow the development of the water biocenosis during the pre- and post-removal of the basin. This observatory has a territory to cover, which is quite big, and we will have a follow-up of all the migrating fish of the the water catchment area. We will also have a look at the crayfish, whether being invasive or native species of this region. We will look at the macro invertebrates from the benthic period. Then we will look at the aquatic and water plants, as well as the phytosynthetic biofilm development. Very quickly, a little bit more details. Now, for the migrating fish, we will look at the Atlantic salmon, the different trouts, and the eels. We would like to characterize the recolonization of the river upstream. And we will have abundancy studies as a support to get access to the different, or to create the link with the different scientific research programs of the INRA. We will have people coming to make the different investigations, the measurements, the reproduction capacities of fish, etc., etc. The second part will be dedicated to crayfish. We are confronted here at the Saloon with the colonization of the invasive species of the Californian crayfish species. Unfortunately, this hinders the development of our native crayfish species. So, first of all, we are going to look at the environmental conditions and try to find explanation for the invasion. Then, as I said, also the follow-up of the benthic macro invertebrates, but also water plants and the photosynthetic biofilm. Well, biofilm is due to microalgae, and all that will give us, because these are excellent indicators for the quality of the water milieu. So we will look at the species which are present, and measure their abundancy. And those three factors are going to be followed up thanks to five stations. We have three stations upstream and two downstream, and all the stations already exist. And we will collect all this information and put that into the observatory. Thank you very much for your attention.